The word today is end. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Have you ever driven down a road that stops with nowhere else to go? Or started a project and discovered you did not have the materials to finish? These are dead ends. The worst dead end is death. We cannot stop death, but God has sent His Son, Jesus, to get us past death. Jesus will turn death's dead end into a portal to eternal life. Here with more on this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, End.
We're going to talk for a little bit about dead ends. There are certain things where you get to the point where you can't go forward. I remember hearing about a professional golfer who was in a tournament, and I understand that they have a certain supply of golf balls. This particular golfer was at a water hole. In other words, he was teeing off and was supposed to hit the ball over a span of water toward the landing zone on the fairway. Well, what happened was he duffed it. He missed it, and he hit it into the water. He reached into his bag for another ball, hit that one into the water. And then it seems like it turned into a matter of pride for him, and he kept hitting balls. My understanding is it was four or five balls that he shanked into the water, and that was the end of his round and tournament because he ran out of golf balls. And the tournament states that you can't borrow. You can't get more golf balls. If you use up all your golf balls, you're done. We also remember this situation many years ago where there was a joint United States and European probe of Mars that was sent to orbit the planet. But because of some miscommunication, it was not clarified whether the orbit, the height of the orbit, should be in miles or kilometers. And as a result, because of the miscommunication, the satellite was put down in orbit too close to the planet, and the planet gravitation sucked it in, and this new multi-million-dollar satellite crashed on Mars because of the miscommunication. I guess we'd call that a dead end for that project. We think about the Dead Sea. It is fresh water flowing from the north down into, through the Jordan River, into the Dead Sea. But because it's the lowest spot on Earth and there's nowhere for the water to drain to, all it can do is evaporate. And consequently, the minerals and salt in the water just keeps accumulating. And it is so concentrated that nothing can live in that water. That's a dead end for the fresh water. Well, there's all kinds of ways that people can see dead ends around us. One that really always sticks in my mind when it comes to human behavior is that to my knowledge, the first person in my high school graduation class to die was a young man who got drunk and one night drove his car through into a construction zone and plowed into a pit and killed himself. Well, that's a dead end, isn't it? We'd want to avoid these kind of dead ends if possible, where we do ourselves in. Well, sin is the cause of dead ends, and God is the one who obliterates dead ends and takes us beyond these kind of things. In the Bible, there are several accounts of dead ends where God makes a way, where it seems as though we're at the end, there's no way out, there's no way forward, and you know what? God can make a way where there is no way. A good example of this was when the ancient Israelites were facing the Philistines, and they had this enormous giant named Goliath who was terrorizing the Jewish army. David was the young shepherd boy who had fought the lion and the bear, and the Lord used this confident and exceptionally skilled shepherd, this boy David, who knew how to use a sling with lethal accuracy. He used David to make a way to take the giant out of the picture. When the Jews came into Canaan under Joshua, the Lord provided miraculous military victories for them against the Canaanites. When the Jewish people, hundreds of years later, were carted off by the Babylonians into exile, everyone thought it was the end of the Jewish nation. But God made a way that no one had foreseen. It was under Cyrus the Persian who issued an edict that the Jews could return to their homeland and rebuild. It's just unheard of in the history of the ancient world, and yet God had made a way. It seemed like a dead end, but God reversed the situation. With the coming of Jesus, Herod the Great attempted to kill the babies in Bethlehem, but it turns out that God made a way by allowing Mary and Joseph and Jesus to escape to Egypt, where they obtained protection from Herod and eventually were able to settle in Nazareth, where Jesus grew up. And what a beautiful thing, where the Son of God makes a way. In fact, this happens again and again. As he is in his public preaching ministry, there are times when people try to physically close in on Jesus to harm him, and it says he just walked right through the crowd. It wasn't his time. They wanted it to be the end of Jesus, like, for instance, the time in Nazareth when he was preaching in the synagogue, and the people got really upset over what he was saying, and they wanted to march him out to the end of the town and throw him off a cliff. And it says he just walked through them. It's incredible. Well, the resurrection of Jesus, of course, is the ultimate dead end that God just blasted right through. He made a way through the Son of God, through death, to eternal life. We got to take encouragement by this. If we put our hope and faith in the God of the Bible and his Son, Jesus Christ, we have a God who can make a way where there is no way. We have a Lord who can blast through dead ends. The biggest dead end that we're afraid of, that we're facing, is our own physical death. People have tried to get solutions on their own to death. In fact, I understand there's several people that have attempted to cryogenically freeze themselves. There's an urban myth that says that Walt Disney, the guy that started the Disney Corporation and the theme parks, is frozen. And my understanding is that that's not correct, but that there are others who have tried to do so. How desperate do you want to get? Frankly, scientifically, I don't think this is going to work really well. They'll probably turn to mush when they attempt to revive them. It's really sad. It's really pathetic how humans are going to try to reverse death. Have fun with that. I don't think you're going to do very well. Our physical life comes to an end in disease and problems because of sin. And we're not going to eliminate the root cause of sin. It's a spiritual condition. It's a spiritual problem. The only way to deal with it is through the Lord Jesus Christ. This is how sin is defeated. This is how death is defeated. Now, one thing I want you to know is, even though in Jesus you're promised that death will not be a dead end, it will be a portal. Just as Jesus utilized death as a portal, what seemed like was impassable, he passed through because he is sinless and the Son of God. It says in the scriptures, death was not able to hold him, to keep its hold on him, because he bore our sins, and that's why he died on the cross. It wasn't because he had defect, it's because of our defects. So Jesus rose from the dead, he showed that death is the portal to eternal life for those that put their hope and trust in him. And I hope that if you're hearing this today, you will receive Jesus Christ and put your hope and faith in him as your Savior, as the one who will help you beyond death. Because I'll tell you this, if you don't receive Jesus, you will hit the dead end. You'll be just like that guy that plows his car into the ditch and you're done. You need Christ in order to bring you to eternal life. That's the key. You can't get there. You don't have the means. You don't have the vehicle to get to eternal life. You can't get past death. Christ has, and he can do this for you. But you have to put your hope and trust in him. You have to live in faith toward Jesus, and he is happy to do this for you. Now, God has not promised you through Christianity. He has not promised you or your family long life. Sin causes babies to die. Sin causes, through various actions, young people to die. He has not promised you an easy life. He is not promising you freedom from illness or crime or corruption. He is not promising you a comfortable life. You may be a victim of violence or abuse, but God is promising you in Jesus Christ movement and freedom beyond the dead end of death. Dead end is going to come in one form or another to us. We may have the end of a job. We may have the end of a marriage, sadly. We may see a relative die. But this is why we have to put our hope in Jesus. The key here is, what are you looking for? Are you looking for someone to give you riches and health? Jesus won't do that. He's not promising that. Look to Jesus, and he will give you redemption of your body and the forgiveness of sins. If that's what you're seeking, you've come to the right guy. Jesus will make a way for you, and in him, you will find eternal life. So come to Jesus, and you won't face a dead end.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.